farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, government expresses satisfaction with the pace at which the agriculture sector is rebounding in St. Elizabeth. Our Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kelio says from all indications, production levels are returning to normal in St. Elizabeth. This has been attributed to farmers in the parish making gradual progress in recovering from the effects of the drought in 2014-2015.
The issuance of tanks and other adaptive aids such as hoses and implements to support small drip irrigation systems, they have helped quite a lot. And we have managed to pump a lot of production incentive funds into that area, particularly in the southern belt of the island, in terms of fertilizers and chemicals.
The resilience of the farmers is also bearing fruit in large volumes in the market.
We are seeing in the markets the results of the kind of activity that they have been carrying on. And I know they are feeling much better now because of the rapid response of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to the plight that they had with the back-to-back droughts of 2014 and 2015.
It is expected that by May-June, production levels in St. Elizabeth and in other areas which experienced the severe drought last year should be back to normal. The agriculture minister remains optimistic that once the farmers experience good weather in 2016 and beyond, the agriculture sector will recover and farm families can benefit from higher levels of production outside of the other issues that affect the sector.
It is always a challenge to make that kind of determination, you know, because there are problems with pest control, there are challenges with the beet army worm. So you have to be very careful at making the predictions. Let us keep our fingers crossed that none of these pestilence come upon us this year.
The increase in production levels is also as a result of assistance from the Agriculture Ministry through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. 135 Blackwater tanks were distributed to farmers in St. Elizabeth as part of a $5 million national project to benefit farmers in drought-affected communities.
Our feedback from our officers and from farmers and stakeholders are the input suppliers and purchasers of the produce, it is more than tremendous. They are extremely happy that the RADA was able to come in with timely assistance to get them back into production. And the assistance valued quite a large sum. It's millions of dollars in terms of from drums to fertilizer, seeds, chemical, that have come at the right time to get them back into production.
RADA CEO Lenworth Fulton. Despite the gains, drought has returned to some areas in the parish.
Although some part of St. Elizabeth are beginning to show dry spells again, as per usual for this time of the year, if they use the drums well and that which they had before, they will be able to carry through the crop to maturity.
Mr. Fulton is encouraging farmers to operate climate smart by watching the weather before going into cultivation mode during the dry spell. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When dog flea bite you, you have to scratch. Translation: when dog flea bites you, you have to scratch. And this means every action causes a reaction. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agricultural sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.